Good morning, peeps. I hope you're all faring well on this very... Well, it's very windy here anyway. So, very windy Tuesday. I am here with Sarah Hillis. Yay!
Woohoo!
It's odd. I have nicknames for most of my friends. My close friends, anyway. And... So when Kim's here, she's always the illustrious Kimmers or the marvelous Kimmers or whatever. And there's Sir Dwight or Dwightness or Piglet or Pasta Head, as I also call him. Because he has really springy hair. But I don't have a nickname for Sarah anymore. Years ago, I used to call her Jane because she was such an enthusiastic lover of Jane Eyre. But and she used to have a lot of nicknames, actually, from various people. But I don't
want
for Sarah anymore.
We'll have to think of one. Well, that wouldn't work if I thought of one.
No, it wouldn't.
It has to cover the new.
I mean, she is known as the Bard Evangeline, but that's not exactly a nickname. It's just sort of a fanciful moniker.
Yes.
Anyhow, I'm going to put the kettle on and
a really nice
cup of tea. Hopefully you can all hear me, although I think the Olympus's mics are pretty good. Yes, I am playing harp music again. You can punish me as you see fit, but, you know, I am the harp fiend, after all. And I thought this was appropriate, given that it's now just gone 8 o'clock in the morning. Anyhow, I have had a lovely past couple of days. As I said that I probably would in one of my previous posts, I had a house full yesterday, or not yesterday, Sunday, rather. Get your days right, and it was a lot of fun. I had 5 guests over here in the Hobbit Hole, so it was a bit of a tight squeeze. We were kind of packed in like sardines in a tin, but it was a lot of fun. One friend of mine, I felt rather badly for, because I think she wasn't quite used to having so many people around all at once, and she didn't know most of them, and I think she felt rather out of her element, poor lady, but I was really glad to see everyone, and I'm so glad that they all were able to come. So we socialized for the afternoon and had really good pizza for dinner. There's a local pizza place that I like to support because the people that run the establishment are so kind and generous, and I like to support local businesses anyway. So I made sure to order pizza from there, as opposed to from a chain like Pizza Pizza. It was a little more expensive, perhaps, than getting something from a pizza chain, but to me it was worth it. It was so tasty. Lots of toppings. And then in the evening we had the book club, and all my lovely friends came, and I had lots of moral support. Another lady from my church, who didn't think she was going to get there, actually even took a cab just to be there to support me, which is very nice of her. And I think that evening turned out very well.
Okay. Including my comments from the peanut gallery.
Yes! Well, I think they were greatly appreciated, and you certainly weren't the only one making profuse comments. Well, that's great. I mean, I love a lively discussion. And there was refreshment at the book club, of which I did not partake because I had my hands full of notes and an Olympus and such. I didn't record it, but I wanted to play some jingles from the 60s that actually featured in the book that we were discussing. So I made sure to bring it for that purpose. then after that, most of my friends departed to their various domiciles, but Sarah is here for a few days. Yeah, I need to find an interesting nickname for you. Suggestions, anyone?
Another friend of mine called me Eleanor.
Dash. Eleanor?
Yeah.
Why Eleanor?
Just because, well, it's flower strewn on audio.
Oh, because of because of Sense and Sensibility.
I call her Marianne and she calls me Eleanor.
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely. Oh, I like it. That's wonderful. But she's not the Marianne type at all, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I never would have seen her as that type. Oh, my word. All right, then.
I tease her about it all the time.
Sarah and I are, or Eleanor, or Evangeline, or whatever the heck you want to call yourself.
No, we have to, you have to make up, like, it has to be an organic thing.
Oh, I see.
Like, you just made up the illustrious Kimmers.
Yeah, that just sort of happened.
You can't mess up my name that way, because, like,
I know!
Sarah Ears.
Sari.
Oh.
Yuck.
No.
Your name isn't conducive to,
no,
to being diminutized. Or
Corey, unless you wanted to call me Sally, and I hate Sally.
I could call you Vangie.
Yeah, I suppose you could. Then I have to get out tarot cards and start reading them and stuff.
Yeah.
Because of this character on this weirdo sub-offer that I like. Old sub-offer.
Right, so what I was going to say before we got into this discussion of pseudonyms was Sarah and I are reading the latest Stephen King novel called Revival, and I don't know where on earth it's going to go. It's an odd one. I mean, I like it. It's very good. It takes place in a part of Maine that I'm quite familiar with because of his books, so there are place names and people names that are mentioned in it that I know, and it's sort of like coming home, but it's a very introspective piece of writing. It's almost like someone's memoir or something.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it...
I think what we're reading is the setting of the stage kind of thing right now.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Because I'm not even sure how to describe the... like, give you a synopsis at this point, because I'm not really sure exactly where it's going. I mean, it starts off in the 60s with this child of a small town Maine family meeting this Methodist preacher, and all subsequent to his meeting with this guy, all kinds of weird events start to take place. And I'm not exactly sure why at this point. So it's very well written. I'm quite enjoying it, actually. I think this is some of his best writing, because it's very thoughtfully done.
Yeah.
Now, did I lower the steam vent on this kettle? Is it actually going to whistle? Because it's making a sound like it's almost ready to boil. Okay, good, I did. Alright. What would you like for Brecker, Sarah? I have, waffles, those cinnamon waffles. I have 7-grain granola bars. I have cereal, the Powerhouse that I was telling you about. And I have oatmeal, although I can't guarantee what kind of oatmeal you'd get, because it's the variety pack.
Oatmeal kind of sounds good, and I don't really have a preference for kind
okay.
of oatmeal, so.
So as long as there's nothing that you particularly hate.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, yes. That's rather head piercing, isn't it? Well, I didn't prolong your misery.